They'd be afraid to be awesome. Like Isaac Smith, who's been awesome for the Hawks for many, many years now, a triple premiership player. And I've never seen a player not playing on the bench of a game, on the bench of a game, happier than Isaac Smith was on the weekend, with the phone to his ear, watching all unfolding in front of him at the Adelaide Oval when Hawthorn defeated the Gold Coast Suns. And he joins us again as part of the Inner Sanctum. Good morning, Isaac.
Good morning, Arf. How are you?
I'm going well. I'm concerned about you. You were almost giddy with excitement on the bench on the weekend. What was going on, man?
I actually don't understand all these coaches that get angry. We play football for the love of it, don't we? And we may as well just sit back and enjoy on the best seats in the house.
You did seem to be enjoying your job on the phone. What was your job?
Filter anything that came down from the box.
And pass it on in a way that someone would actually appreciate it, as opposed to
the
abuse.
In a manner, I'm still a player, so in a manner that the player would appreciate.
I think you would be really good at that, Isaac. I reckon that's a great job for you.
Are you saying my playing days are done, Sherelle?
No, Isaac, don't put words in my mouth. I'm just saying that I think that you would make everything into a bit of a joke. You know, come on, mate, you're not doing very well, but chin up. I don't know.
Yeah, there was a little bit of that going on. I think, as you know in sport, that if you can take the anxiety out of a lot of it, then people usually perform better. So I think you saw it had nothing to do with me, but I think you saw the guys on the weekend. They looked like they were relaxed and enjoying their game. And in turn, they put in a better performance than they have over the last sort of 10 weeks.
So on the back of that, it's a very interesting statement. And I agree with you wholeheartedly, just by the way. If you take out the anxiety, you get a much better performance. On the back of that, what can you learn from that going forward with footy and Hawthorn next year? Because it was party time, and you could tell it from the start that it was a totally different vibe within the team and the way that the boys played. Why can't you do that every week? What is that challenge?
I think the anxiety of the whole season, and yeah, this one's unfolded, and no one quite knew what was going on from day to day, let alone week to week. But I think that's the biggest challenge as a coach, isn't it? Being able to embed a level of intensity into a playing group so that they can perform at their optimum level, but obviously not taking that intensity overboard where it turns into some sort of anxiety and therefore unable to perform. So I think that's the magic million-dollar question, Harf, and if a coach could nail that every week, then he'd have a pretty good sort.
And so, Isaac, obviously you have spent that time on the bench and off the field over this last half of the season or so. What have you learnt about yourself and the way you approach things through that time?
That I don't particularly like not doing anything.
That hasn't worked.
No, I'm certainly not good when I'm sitting still and a bit antsy, but I've actually never had the opportunity over a 7 or 8 week period in my career to sit back and do a bit of learning like that. And I just got the opportunity to help out a lot of the younger guys in the side, and you just see it from a completely different perspective when you're actually not out there and you're in the mind frame to perform. You sort of sit back and take it all in. It gives you a great opportunity to have dialogue with certain players and coaches and just understand what we're doing a little bit more.
Yeah, I actually think that that for me going into the coaching world, sometimes I think I wish I'd had a bit of time to see it from this perspective to have an impact on me as a player. So in some strange ways, when you do have that time, it can actually have a bit of a benefit on the way you approach things.
Yeah, I think it can only help when you go out and perform next year that you get a clearer understanding of what we're trying to do, but also I think you get a little bit more perspective on what's actually going on.
Isaac, Alistair made comment after the game against Gold Coast that you guys just didn't handle the hub. And that's pretty obvious based on the results. But can you expand a little bit on what he meant by that?
There's obviously a few things that we could have definitely done better, but they'll probably stay behind closed doors. But I think probably the main thing, if you have a look at the overall picture, is that the majority of the teams that are up the top of the ladder have either stayed at home in their own bed or they've moved pretty much to one place and set up a little bit of a hub in that sense. We were probably on the move to Sydney, to Perth, to South Australia, and obviously we never quite knew probably where we were going to be the next week, and it wasn't until we got about a week or two into South Australia that we knew we were staying there for the rest of the season. So, yeah, we probably just didn't handle it as well as we could, and if we get the opportunity to do it next year, hopefully not, but if we do, we'll certainly do it a lot better than what we did this year. But in saying that we didn't handle it, we probably didn't handle it in the way that meant we were performing on the field, but I think in another sense, we handled it really well, where we got great connection and got the opportunity to spend time with partners of players, kids of players and staff, and obviously build a lot stronger culture and club around that, but we just couldn't put it together game day.
Notwithstanding the fact that it's such a crazy year and all the things that you've just said, and you know other clubs are saying the same thing, that they haven't handled the hub well either. Are you a bit angry or a bit annoyed that you've not necessarily wasted a season, but I know internally Hawthorn had high hopes this year. You were 3-1 before you went into the hub, that it was just, what the hell happened? Is that kind of a bit of a reflection, or do you fully understand what happened and you sort of, you know, you get what you get?
Yeah, I think a little bit you get what you get. But also, yeah, we're extremely disappointed. I think we could possibly have beaten well two teams that end up in the grand final in Richmond and Brisbane at the start of the year. So, yeah, we certainly thought we were in a pretty good position to attack finals, but that didn't happen. And, yeah, we certainly got a lot of learnings out of this year and how we may do things differently, but yeah, it's a disappointing year, and you've only got a short lifespan in the game, especially as a player, and you don't particularly want to be lingering down the bottom of the ladder.
So Sunday night, after the game, and I'm sure there was maybe a couple of shandies had just to
no lemonade, want... no lemonade, huh?
just to sign off on the season. What are the conversations that I had? Is it about the year? Is it about footy? Is it about that game? What sort of conversations have we had in the debrief with No Lemonade?
Yeah, I think the No Lemonade conversations were blokes talking about their flights and how quickly they could get out. But
right.
No, I think it was James Frawley's birthday. He was 32 on Sunday, so we got to celebrate that. And we also had Ben Stratton and Paul Pioppolo, as you know, that celebrated awesome careers at Hawthorn. So a lot of the conversation was around enjoying those two blokes' career, Chipper's birthday, and also there was a lot of thank yous going out to the staff, especially the ones that left families behind, and they were itching to get back the next day, and they did a huge job. And the only reason we could make it through the season was that those guys sacrificed a hell of a lot and gave the players the opportunity to play.
And I think that's really important acknowledgement. I know most clubs, all clubs would do it, but for the general public to just keep realising that we often talk about the players and the hubs, and it's fantastic what the players have been able to do and decide on, but the staff have made this season happen because, and they're doing it for $14.50 as opposed to the hundreds of thousands of players are doing it. So the staff of all the clubs do need a massive pat on the back to be able to leave their lives and their families for that period of time. It's a good point. It's a good point,
yeah,
Isaac.
It's been massive half, and you could just see during the hub how many staff, although they wouldn't say it or show it, you could just see in their face that they were really struggling and certainly missing their families. I think it was sort of 80 days, and people go into footy knowing that you'll be travelling a fair bit, but no one goes into footy expecting that you'll be away from your family for sort of 80, 90 days. So, yeah, they did a massive job, not just at Hawthorn, but at every club around the league.
So you mentioned people wanting to get out of the hell out of Dodge. Is that what everyone's done? Have you all left as soon as possible? Is that the scenario?
Yeah, I think pretty much everyone had travel plans for the next day, and some people have headed up to Queensland. We're fortunate that we had a fair few people on our list from South Australia, so they've stayed back in South Australia. People have gone home to New South Wales, Victoria, and WA. So Yeah, I think the ones going back to Victoria were the most excited because the ones going back were the ones that had left family members behind.
Yeah, and you mentioned the two boys that have retired, Ben Stratton and Paul Puopolo. I do have to mention Strat's second goal of his career in the game. How exciting was that to watch?
Yeah, we were sitting on the bench and we made sure that we got Strat's forward with 15 minutes to go, and Jack Gunston was on the bench with us, and we said to him, make sure you get him a goal. And as soon as he took the mark, he just started looking for him and got him a goal. And even though we haven't had the greatest season, moments like that, I know once I retire, I've been involved in a few of those games with Hodgie and Ruffy and a few other blokes that when you see that sort of stuff, they're things you'll remember and talk about when you're all said and done.
Oh, Isaac, I must confess, I was a little bit surprised that Ben retired. I know he hasn't had the best of years, but I mean, was this? Did you see this coming, or is it a surprise to you, or is it he's just had enough?
Not necessarily. I think the way Ben plays, what he is, that you know, he doesn't play on that sort of McLeod talent. He played on mindset, and he was just so courageous and tough. And to get yourself up for 200 and something games like that and genuinely put your body on the line, I think he was mentally and physically just worn out. And, yeah, it was. He said the other day that it was just time, and he was looking forward to getting back to Western Australia, and he's getting married in a couple of weeks, and he's looking forward to starting a new chapter.
Do you think the captaincy sat comfortably with him when you look back on it? Do you think maybe it weighed him down a little bit and he couldn't play the Ben Stratton way as freely? Or am I being unfair on that one?
Yeah, I'm not sure, Whitey. You'd have to ask him. But internally, he did a fantastic job, and everyone loves Stratto. And he certainly epitomises the team. And in saying Stratto as well, probably Poppy. They're probably the two players over the last 10 years that have done everything that they can, team first, for the club. So they're an honour to play with, those two.
So have you got a vision of what the list looks like going forward, Isaac? You're not in the list committee. You're not Graham Wright. I know that. But
no, I'm not in list management half. You'd know more about that than me. You sort of MC every meeting.
For the love of the club, Isaac. For the love of the club.
All that sort of stuff. You do it for the love.
It's all about the love. Because Graham came out and said that the big names won't be getting traded. That they'll be staying at Hawthorn. Is that what needs to happen? Do you need to keep the core of the experienced players together for the rebuild or the regeneration to happen properly?
Yeah, I think Wrighty and Clarko, and there's obviously other people involved in list management, have got a pretty good idea on what makes a list click and what you need. So they've certainly done it for many years, and they've done it pretty successfully. So you'd be a naughty guy to question it. I reckon they've got the runs on the board and they're doing a great job. So yeah, there's a fair bit of talent on that list, and we know that it can perform when we're all up and firing. But unfortunately, we weren't firing this year, and that was disappointing.
Will we see you there next year, Isaac? What are you going to do?
Not 100% sure, half. I love the club, and it's awesome. And as I said, they've got a lot of talent on the list, and we'll just see what happens. But my manager and the club are talking now, and they'll work all that out.
Oh, well, that's good. At least they're talking. I'm happy about that. When they're talking, that's good. That's good. So do you need time off to think about it, or are you comfortable with the situation as it sits at the moment?
Mate, I'm comfortable with the situation. I just need a bit of time with my family at the moment. I think 3 months, even though they're all your best mates, 3 months is a long time to be hanging out together. So it's nice to get away and just spend a little bit of time with the wife and child.
Are you back in Victoria, or have you taken off to the northern states?
No, I'm a New South Wales boy half, so I'm in Queensland at the moment, if that makes any sense.
What does that mean?
Well, it means I'm never too keen to go to Victoria, and I'm certainly not keen to get back there at the moment.
just Just make sure you come back, Isaac. The Brisbane Lions and the Gold Coast Suns. No. You got to come back at some point. I don't want to sort of press on it too much, but you feel like talking to you, and I know what you're like, but you're not anxious about the future. It's what will be, because, I mean, you'll be playing somewhere next year, but do you lose sleep over it, or you're feeling pretty comfortable with where things are at?
No, mate, it takes a bit for me to lose sleep, so no, I'm sleeping really well at the moment. I've got a 5 a.m. wake-up call every morning, so by the time that I hit the pillow at about 9 o'clock at night, there's no trouble shutting the eyes. But no, I'm very comfortable with what's going on, and all will get sorted.
Right, well, we look forward to seeing how it all goes and seeing you back in the brown and gold in season 2021. Isla, sounds like she needs your attention, so we'll let you get back to it, mate, to enjoy some time off without those pesky teammates fighting around all day, every day. And we look forward to catching up with you very soon. Go well.
Yeah, cheers. Nice to chat, guys.
Good stuff.